when we're in special session, it is up to the legislature to determine how long we're going to be in session. And as I've said before, this was unique in that there wasn't an agreed-upon agenda prior to us going in. There wasn't agreed-upon bills. And, you know, once we check this off, we're good to go. It was, there were broad perspectives of what we wanted to have done, but not the actual, this is, the work has been put in and we know where we're at and we need to accomplish this. So that became challenging. And I think, you know, had we had some more time, I think we could have gotten a few more things done. You know, that last 24 hours probably was the most emotional for a number of people. And so there's a little bit more of a we need to get this or we won't get that, you know, kind of reaction on things rather than a thoughtful, you know, how about if we do this, then we could do this. And I think that was tied to the fact that they were running out of time. And so, you know, time is it can be a good thing, but it can be the enemy too when you're trying to accomplish some things. And, you know, some issues and some areas need a little bit more conversation and dialogue rather than just we need this in order to get this. You know, we're a little beyond the negotiations, a little bit into the, you know, I want my things and I won't give you your things if I can't get my things mode. And that was unfortunate. But, you know, we do expect the governor to, in the next day or two, to say this is what we're going to do with the CARES Act funding. So the one thing that we did accomplish was we got the governor to move from $667 million up to $841 million in the amount that will be sent to cities, counties, and towns. And that was a big push.